Well, if you have a son or daughter in high school, or if you're in high school and are considering a career in the ag industry or in ag biosciences, then you may want to consider Huntington University. It's in northeastern Indiana, just southwest of Fort Wayne in Huntington, Indiana, in Huntington County. And joining me today on Hoosier Ag Today is the president of Huntington University, Dr. Sherilyn Emberton. I thought it was absolutely fascinating how the agricultural studies program at Huntington University has only been around since 2015, and it has really grown and developed in such a short amount of time, Dr. Emberton.
It has, and that is absolutely thanks to all the individuals that have played such a key role in helping us develop that. I would say in 2013, as a first-time president in the Midwest, and I'm trying to eagerly figure out what niche opportunities are available for students, which is part of the president's role at any institution. I was amazed flying into our regional airport in Fort Wayne. I grew up in a large state, Texas. We certainly were familiar with agriculture, both animal and crop production, and we were used to that, but I had never seen in my life the amount of acreage under crop production that I saw in Northeast Indiana. And I was mesmerized by it. First of all, it was beautiful. And then number two, immediately my brain kicked over to president role, and I thought, who's providing the talent? Who's providing the workforce? I took some time. I talked with board members that we had that had some connections to agriculture. I talked to area businesses and regional businesses. And overwhelmingly, when I would ask the question, who's providing the talent for the ag biosciences in our state, it was Purdue. And wonderful institution. I had the privilege of attending a land-grant institution too and just sang its praises. But I could not find that other institution, which again began to reinforce to me what is an opportunity for a maybe what would not be a traditional pathway to ag education, but certainly a school that's immersed in the fabric of the Midwest. Many of our students coming from farm families or at least being exposed to agriculture through FFA or 4-H. And the more I began to pitch that possibility, I was amazed at the people that said, look, we think it's a perfect spot for you.
My guest is Dr. Sherilyn Emberton, president of Huntington University here on Hoosier Ag Today. And Dr. Emberton, I think when a lot of folks who are outside the ag industry, when they think about ag education, may feel that, well, you're just teaching kids about pigs and corn. But it goes far beyond just teaching kids about livestock. It's also robot technology, drone technology, developments in agronomy. So it's fascinating that Huntington University has this training ground for college students to really develop and grow the ag industry.
Well, absolutely. Obviously, our footprint has always been in faith-based higher education. And we served our region and our nation for many years. In fact, 125 years. This is our birthday year. But faith, family, and farming was easy for people to understand. And as we began to talk through that, though, that's where I learned, first of all, the impact that agriculture had. We'll just take the microcosm of Indiana, a $53 billion industry. We have approximately 90,000 jobs. Advanced jobs in the ag biosciences in our state alone. I begin to look at that a lot more broadly than possibly sometimes we're even exposed to, maybe at the micro level. I began to see all the large companies who indirectly or directly supported agriculture or the life sciences, which also tended to pour back into agriculture. And what were the roles that people played within those organizations? And so I began to learn a lot. I realized that even, and I'll again talk about Indiana, but that's probably true through much of the Midwest, especially those states with advanced manufacturing. Per capita, we have one of the largest set of robots and automated technology than many other states in the United States. And again, it's through our advancing technology, like you said, in different ways to make and maximize the most of whatever footprint we have for agriculture.
Talking with Dr. Sherilyn Emberton, president of Huntington University, you'd mentioned different ag partnerships, different ag businesses there in northeastern Indiana. Talk about some of the partnerships that Huntington University has with those ag businesses in terms of internship opportunities and job placement opportunities for students and graduates of Huntington University.
Well, that's been the exciting part. Ag is a very committed community to the success of everyone, and I love that. What we have found that before I could even have graduates, we had corporate partners on our campus saying, can they come? Can they do internships? Can we add to your curriculum? Are there supplies that we can help resource? Can our own workforce come and integrate in these programs? And those were places like Beck's Hybrid and Dow and Corteva and Advanced Agrilytics, Pioneer, Ag Plus, Strauss-Ville, Midwest Poultry, and I could go on and on, of people who stepped up and said, what can we do to help you be successful? But I would also say that one of our best partners was Purdue. They actually, and the current dean as well as the former dean, are friends of mine who said, let us figure out how we can work together to create opportunities. So finding those internships and finding those partnerships were critical to our success. But since that point, our students have gone on to graduate school at many of those institutions, but also have gone on to work for Bayer and banking and loan industries and Nutrien Ag Solutions and to become ag teachers in our regional high schools.
Dr. Emberton, I know that the program there at Huntington University has only been around since 2015, but it's grown by leaps and bounds over the course of the past 7 years. What are the future plans to continue to grow the agricultural studies program at Huntington University?
Well, you're exactly right. And I, every year I think, okay, well, I think we have what we need. Then I find out, no, we don't. We need to expand in this area. Obviously, anything in the ag biosciences continues to grow and move forward, especially in a time when we're looking at feeding 9 billion people within the next decade, and how are we going to do that? And so I see my students very interested in opportunities in which they can apply their skills, not only now, but what does the future look like? So we're looking more into animal care and how do we raise the level of being able to speak into that through expanded opportunities through technology, but also through new ways to look at how we maximize how we use our resources. And so whether that is through drone technology, our students have been flying drones on our campus for probably a dozen years. We did it in the film and media program. But to see those students interact with our agriculture students has taken it to a whole new level. So it is so exciting what's open out there for, and I speak to parents as well who are thinking about, is there a career for my student in agriculture? Absolutely.
And Dr. Emberton, you mentioned students who may be considering careers in the ag industry. What message would you like to convey to those parents and to those high school students who may want to consider Huntington University to prepare them for a career in the ag industry?
Well, first of all, I would welcome them to come and visit. There's nothing like getting an opportunity to work in our Don Strauss Animal Science Center or work in our cattle operation at Three Rivers or come in and work in our laboratories in the Ware Plant Science Facility. Get their, so to speak, hands dirty, figuring out what it is that they're interested in. But for parents, I would just encourage them to know that agriculture is a growing, vibrant part of our economy. And we'll continue, and all trajectories show that, and show that well-educated young people are going to have to be the answer to how we take these resources and maximize them to feed a world, and they can do it. And so I'm excited to be part of that story. I would say particularly for Huntington, our basis on faith, family, and farming has served us extremely well. I think we're able to speak into some areas that maybe other institutions are not able to do. But also, we are a smaller campus, and so students can do multiple things at Huntington. Maybe they're on the crop science judging team, but they also play in our worship band, or maybe they go home on the weekends and work on their family farm, or maybe they play a little basketball. But we love that well-rounded, well-developed young person.
You have to be proud of how far along the program has come in such a short amount of time.
I'm very grateful for all the folks that have stepped up to help us. We've hired an amazing staff through the Hopford Institute of Agriculture Studies here on our campus. For people that believed in us and believed that this was an opportunity, but I'm most excited to see how our students are being used once they graduate. Our program has grown ninefold. We will have between 90 and 100 students this next year, which seems impossible, but we're really excited about that. And in a couple of months, invite me back. We've got a new program that I can't really tell you about today, but in a couple of months I can, and I can't wait to lay that out for you.
Talking with Dr. Sherilyn Emberton with Huntington University. Finally, faith. You mentioned faith, family, and farming. And faith is something that you can get from Huntington University that you certainly may not get from a lot of other places, a lot of other institutes of higher learning. And talk about that important piece of the education that you get, that faith-based education that you get from Huntington University.
Well, obviously, anybody that has been in agriculture through the years know that faith has always been a part of that. And your faith to put that seed in the ground or to have that operation and expect something to come from it. But I think because we have a 125-year history of Christ scholarship service, it really is a sweet spot for many people. We walk alongside a lot of other individuals who work in the ag industry, or maybe they work at an institution, maybe a state or public institution. But they're believers and they want to be part of ag missions. They want to be part of the work that we're doing. And so it's really opened a companion piece for us to walk alongside other people who have a faith focus and who want to see that integrated into what they do. Well, I would say this as well, and this is probably one of my highlights, was I actually received an honorary blue jacket this last year. And so I'm now an officially honorary member of the FFA. And one of the things that we have learned, and again, I would say this to parents and students alike, if you have an opportunity to participate in 4-H or have opportunity to participate in FFA. What we've seen is students that come from that program, those programs, come to college really prepared. They're great leaders, and they've really added to the fabric of our campus.
And Dr. Emberton, if parents or students need some more information, they can find that link at our website, HoosierAgToday.com. Of course, the website for Huntington University, Huntington.edu, and that's where you can find more information, not just about the campus, but also about the agricultural studies program as well. Once again, Dr. Sherilyn Emberton, president of Huntington University, congratulations on the growth and the success of the ag studies program at Huntington University. And here's to many, many more years of growth and development of the program at the school.
Thank you so much.